This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed forces are searching through the remnants of the Islamic State's final enclave in northeastern Syria, looking for fighters, mines, and booby-trapped explosives. The effort to sift through the broken buildings and shredded tents that litter the landscape in the town of Baghouz came a day after Syrian Democratic Forces took the area from IS fighters in what officials described as a significant blow to the terror group. In Washington, U.S. President Trump told reporters the very last speck of IS-held territory would be liberated within hours. He also discussed plans for leaving some U.S. troops there.
We're leaving 200 people there and 200 people in another place in Syria, closer to Israel, for a period of time.
There's still concerns that an unknown number of IS fighters lurk in trenches dug all around the former IS enclave, as well as in a complex of network of caves. President Trump talked to reporters Wednesday about the future of tariffs on China as negotiations continue. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
President Trump says U.S. tariffs on China are likely to remain in place for a while, even if the two countries reach a trade deal. He says even if an agreement is reached, tariffs imposed by Washington are likely to remain until U.S. officials are convinced the Chinese are adhering to the terms of any agreement. The president says the Chinese have had a lot of problems living up to some previous deals. Tit-for-tat tariffs imposed last year by the United States and China, the world's two largest economies, ignited fears of a trans-Pacific trade war. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. officials started investigating the Federal Aviation Administration's approval of the Boeing 737 MAX software linked to the Lion Air plane crash last week, a year and weeks after the accident. Bloomberg reported this on Wednesday, citing people familiar with the matter. This is VOA News. In response to an ethics complaint last week, the Pentagon's Office of Inspector General has launched an investigation into allegations that Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan violated ethics rules by promoting his former employer Boeing while serving in the Trump administration. One example listed in the complaint was the allegation that Shanahan pushed the Pentagon to buy more Boeing-made F-15X fighter jets over other fighter jets made by Boeing's competitors. The watch group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, filed the ethics complaint last week. Zimbabwe is retrieving and burying bodies as Mozambique begins 3 days of national mourning for victims of the cyclone. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The full number of cyclone victims and the extent of the damage done will only be known when torrential floodwaters recede. Persistent rains are forecast, so it will be days before the plains of Mozambique drain towards the Indian Ocean. Zimbabwe's president will visit the hard-hit mountain community on the eastern border with Mozambique. Officials say some 300 people may have died in Zimbabwe as a result of the floods. Mozambican officials say its death toll is 200 and rising. A report earlier in the week predicted the full number to be more like 1,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey is heralding as groundbreaking a joint military operation with Iran against Kurdish rebel groups. Turkish-Iranian relations have markedly improved to the concern of Turkey's Western allies. Coordinated and concurrent military strikes against terror groups were carried out along the borders of the two countries, according to a statement by the Iranian Interior Ministry released on Wednesday. The announcement came 2 days after Iran, through military sources quoted by the Fars news agencies, denied any involvement. Officials in Afghanistan have delayed the country's presidential polls for a second time, setting September 28th as the new date for the ballot. They also announced Wednesday that provincial council elections in all 34 Afghan provinces also will be held on the same date. The Independent Election Commission said that recent amendments in election laws and the pending resolution of numerous problems and challenges facing the voting system prompted it to push back the polls. The presidential election originally was scheduled for April 20th, then delayed to July 20th, mainly due to security concerns and widespread skepticism about IEC's ability to organize a fair ballot in the wake of last October's controversial Afghan parliamentary polls. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.